Monday night, or the Shavuos of Betamuz. Dvar Halach and Chavis Halvavis.
So, Shavuos of Betamuz tomorrow, and tonight, now, and so, the Gemara Chagiga, I'd like to say over, give us an idea of what to be misabel over during this 3-week period. Just say over Gemara. Chagiga dafayim at beis. It says a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, 3 times the word dima. The moa tidma v'teredainai dima kinish ba'eder Hashem. Koyachal kosh baruchu's crying. 3 times dima. Amar belozar sholosh dima'os halalu lama. Why are there 3 lashon of tears in the pasuk? That means there's three things to be misabel over. Achas al mikdash rishon, v'achas al mikdash sheni, v'achas al Yisrael shagolu mimakomon, v'ikad yamre, achas al bitul Torah. So we forget sometimes that we have to be misabel on mikdash rishon. The mikdash sheni was not the mikdash rishon; it was different. It was less. There were things missing from it. So here it's clear you have to try to be misabel on the loss of the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, and of course on the Beis Hamikdash Sheni. V'achas al Yisrael shegolu mimakomon golus, even though the pasuk itself says ki nishba eder Hashem, going into Shivya is a tzara in itself. Shvi is a very terrible thing. Pidyon Shvuyim is the biggest mitzvah. It's akin of to pikuach nefesh. It's considered pikuach nefesh, but even though the pasuk says kinesh beider Hashem, apparently the Gemara Chazal knew that the avelus is not for the shivya. That's a tzara, but that's not the avelus. The avelus is the dima, is for the golus, that we're no longer in Eretz Yisrael. That we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Not so much that we're in shvi, but that we're not in Eretz Yisrael. Then it says, Vika di Amri Achas of Bittul Torah. The Gemara says, like, where does that fit into the Pasuk? It's very nice. Bittul Torah is a terrible thing. Not nice. But it says, Hinishbo Eder Hashem. So what's the Kesher with Bittul Torah? And the Gemara answers, and maybe that's something we should remember. Kibin Shagola Yisrael Mimakomon, Ein Lechol Bittul Torah Godol Mizeh. Very amazing statement that, that's what it says. It's, and really the Rambam reflects that. I'll read from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, even though it's more famous in Hilchos Melachim, the same idea, but I'll read it from Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis, Umit Neizeh Nisavu Kol Yisrael Nevi'eyim V'chachameim Limos HaMashiach, so that there shouldn't be Shibud Malchius She'enon Manichus Lohen La'asot B'Torah U'V'Mitzvahs Kehogen, and so that we'll be able to learn, to study Torah, to be Deyos Hashem, to know Hashem, to know Chachmas Hashem, to know Torah, and to do mitzvahs peacefully without bothering from the Goyim. So, being in Golos, not in Eretz Yisrael, I don't want to say a pilpul now on the Gemara. The loss of the Beis HaMikdash, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, it's part of the Shibud Malchius. But it's kedai to remember the Gemara. We misabel on Mikdash Rishon, also Mikdash Sheni, of course, and the fact that we're not in Eretz Yisrael the way we should be, and that's really the Ikad Amri Bittul Torah. And the pshat in that is the way the Rambam explains it, that that's our loss. The loss is not a geographical area, but the loss is being able to be Oyvid Hashem. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says a very remarkable concept. He says that, you know what the Ma'ala of Yimos HaMashiach will be? We'll be able to be Mekayim, the Ari Miklat. We'll be able to do the third Ari Miklat. The third three. The number 7, 8, and 9. Because it says, there'll come a day when Hirchav HaSemesh Gevulcha, and you'll do another 3. So that'll be Mekayim Yimos HaMashiach. Like the most important thing in the world. I mean, maybe it is. I don't know. I never killed anybody, Bishogi. I don't think. Maybe. Anyway, so Rabbi Yoel Kahn, Slita, my Rebbe and Tanya, and other Chachmas Chabad, So he said, because that's a shleimus of Torah. And that's what the Rambam is saying, that there'll be a shleimus of Torah in Yemayis HaMashiach. So that's a shleimus of Torah, because the Torah says something, there'll be another three Ari Miklat. So that's a shleimus of Torah. Those the kabbonos we had already. And it, so they'll return, and everything. But there's something that never was. And the first time that's going to appear as and be mashlim Torah is Yemayis HaMashiach. There'll be three more Ari Miklat. That's a shleimus in Torah. Very nice idea. So we talked a lot. He was very myrich about the downhill slide of society. You don't have to read a Chavis Halavis for that. You should open up a newspaper. Maybe better learn a Chavis Halavis than open a newspaper. And see what's going on around you. And the Chavis Halavis described it to a T, where the biggest immorality and degradation and following Taivis becomes Kotche Kadoshim, and the people that try to maintain some semblance of normalcy, they are called Atzlonim and terrible people, and it goes all very misdarder because the Yetzer Hara takes over, and it's a battle between the Seichel and the Yetzer. And once you're outside the bounds of Torah, once you break down those barriers, and the purpose of Torah was for the supremacy of the Seichel over the Yetzer, so once that breaks down, it's just terrible. B'chasher yigia Yetzer etzorov balei haTorah l'kfisha tiarnu, and when this Yetzer takes over, even people who are frum, says the Chavis Halvavus, yeah, very frum, but it takes over. Their purpose in life is to collect more things and to have more things and to have more comfortable lives and more pleasurable lives. And it's not true. It's not that this world is a prosdor to a traklin. And when this happens, it's a rov b'nei Torah. So therefore, there has to be a precious hayichudis, a special precious that you have to show people. There has to be a model, an example. If people are making chasanas that are beyond what the chasana should be, then there has to be a group of people that make a chasana the way it should be, to serve as role models, says the Chavis Halvavus. They have to serve as role models, so at least people should have what to learn from if they want to. You don't have to have this, and you don't have to have that, and you survive without that, and it's pashut. That's what the Chavis Halvavus will describe. We'll get to it the next time we learn, and that you need people to go maybe to an extreme in order to serve as role models to people who have just totally lost it, and it's all going downhill. Yeah.